Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And welcome to Joe Messina's show, Realside Radio. How's everybody doing? Not much going on out there in the world tonight, is there? Well, I'm sure we can think of something to talk about. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe as he is hopefully winning his election tonight. And everybody is just going to be going out there. And if you're in California, you still got, a couple of hours to vote. But what we are going to be talking about tonight are the live returns. We're going to be talking about everything that is happening from the East Coast over to the West as it happens live. The whole idea of this red moon on the rise, is it happening? Well, if you're in Florida, it certainly is. Governor DeSantis just absolutely slaughtered Chris. It wasn't even close. I mean, there might be a 20-point difference here. We're looking at all sorts of returns that are coming in across the map right now, but we are seeing that obviously this is a very divided country, and a lot of these races are going to be coming down to the wire, and states that we have a genuinely focused interest, such as Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire, we are going to be watching these states extremely closely. Georgia, did I forget to mention? We're going to be watching these very, very closely tonight. My prediction is that we do not see a total from Pennsylvania tonight unless it is so offside. If it is just completely weighted to one of the candidates, then we might see it. But I think this is going to go well into the morning, maybe a couple of 3 days. But I think we could see Georgia tonight. I think we could see New Hampshire any moment now. I think we could see Ohio. I think we will see Arizona. We will see Nevada. The question is, are the Republicans, I think it is an almost 100% bet, they're going to be taking the House. The question is, by how much? Are they going to be taking the Senate? And if so, by how much? One, two, three? They could take five. I mean, you could see a complete surprise if this is the kind of red wave that people like Newt Gingrich are calling for. You could see Colorado go red. I don't know. That's a pretty tough reach right now. But what we are looking at right now are the returns that are coming in. We are really, I got to tell you, it is absolutely stunning to me that you've got people like Republican Lee Zeldin. He's trailing Governor Hochul right now in New York's gubernatorial race. But that might happen. I mean, it is an absolute, anybody that is a Democrat up until about 2 weeks ago would never have guessed that we were looking at governorships like New York that could potentially go red. It might not happen. It might be really, really close. Just like we were teased last week, Lucy and the football, last year, I should say, with New Jersey almost going red. So something is happening out there. And what we're hearing from the exit polls is that Democrats don't like Democrats right now. Democrats feel Democrats are too extreme right now. Democrats want to focus on the economy. They want to focus on crime. They want to focus on the border. These are the top four, five, six major issues before you get to abortion, which if you've been watching YouTube videos like I do, it's the only place I get my news, it's all Democrat abortion commercials. Are we going to see a mea culpa tomorrow? Are we going to see hand-wringing and pearl-clutching tomorrow where Democrats will lament after the election what coulda, shoulda, woulda been if they had focused on the issues that people truly care about? We've got three straight hours tonight. We've got a lot coming at you. We've got some guests coming up. We've got a great guest coming up here after the break, and I'm excited to speak with the guy again, Craig Huey. He's a fantastic author, and he's going to be joining us. You've seen him on Fox, Newsmax, C-SPAN Radio, and Podcast Nationwide. And we're going to be talking about some of these returns and what this will mean for the next 2 years. Should the Republicans take the House and take the Senate back? I think the stock market's going to do well tomorrow. It likes gridlock. It likes gridlock. After all, if you are not spending $1.7 trillion in gimmies and giving people free college tuition and stimulus money and everything else that the Democrats have been wanting to do to buy your votes, you know what? That's less spending, and inflation eventually, after the next year or two, three, who knows, will eventually start to come down again, and we may be looking at a healthier economy. So we've had record numbers of voters showing up today, all across the country. Unlike, I think, anything we've seen, 2020, I thought was a once-in-a-life election. I didn't expect the numbers that we saw. And a lot of that was due to mail-in balloting. And I still personally have a major problem with mail-in balloting. Unless you're serving overseas, unless you're doing an absentee ballot like in the old school days, you really need to show up to the polls. I just think that that's important because my mother and everybody else around the country are getting 3, 4, 5 ballots in the mail. The amazing thing is that I have been saying this all year. You've heard me. I was talking about this last week. That Democrats, you know, they're focused on getting the ground game out. That's their goal. And they are very, very good at it. Republicans don't just have to win. But in some cities and in some districts and in some precincts, specifically Philadelphia, they need to not just win, but win by the margin of the cheat. Are we going to see that tonight? Who knows? It's going to be a fun 3 hours. Thanks, In. Strap in. We're going to be along for a long ride tonight, and we'll be right back after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. You can check us out and watch us live at joemessina.com. And you can also join the conversation tonight at 855-732-5563. We are watching all of these returns coming in as we are talking right now. You obviously have heard about the Florida debacle. If you are a Florida Democrat tonight, you are absolutely devastated. This isn't even close, folks. DeSantis looks like he's won with 60% of the vote. Let's see if we have Craig Huey, who is joining us. Do we have Craig online?
I am online.
Hey, Craig. Good to hear from you. We got Craig Huey here who's joining us. He's the author of The Christian Voter, The Deep State, The New Multi-Channel Integrated Marketing, and 23 Equity Crowdfunding Secrets to Raise Capital. He's a business guy. You've seen him on Fox, Newsmax, C-SPAN Radio, and Podcast Nationwide. And we welcome Craig back to the show. How are you tonight?
I've been doing great. Curious about the winners and losers.
Yeah, well, let me ask you. Obviously, I want to go through some of these with you, and we can kind of hopscotch around the country a little bit here. But before we start getting into, you know, we're taking a look at, obviously, Georgia and Pennsylvania and some of these pivotal states for the Senate. What is your feeling of what we're going to be seeing tonight?
Well, my anticipation is that if the Republicans did what they were supposed to do, and getting out the vote, you're going to see not only the House take over, but you're going to see the Senate with hopefully at least four new Republicans so that there's real total control. If the Republicans only win the Senate with one or two votes, you still have three liberal Republican senators like Romney and Collins, McCloskey, who could, destroy some of the things that a Republican Senate could do. So I'm looking for a good victory. What we're seeing right now, we're not seeing a huge surge, but we're seeing optimistic indications that things are going good. Obviously, you mentioned it about Florida. Where DeSantis is going to come up with about 60% of the vote, which is a wipeout. It destroys, one of the things that's happening with the Democrats that have them so worried and in tears is that they had placed hopes on some very young new blood to be able to take over and, they lost one there in Florida. And, what we're seeing is really a statement that there is a wave against the inflation, a wave that says no more higher gas prices, that says we want freedom. Where you see DeSantis winning, here's a governor who stood up and he opened the schools and he stood up for freedom. And what happens in Miami that has always been Democratic was a Biden area. My gosh. They went for DeSantis. You had the Cubans who have fled tyranny, and you've got all the Hispanics. They're switching over to DeSantis. This is an indicator that huge changes could be underway.
Yeah. I think you're seeing that with a lot of minorities. I mean, heck, the first results of the night didn't get a lot of coverage. It was Guam sends the first Republican delegate to the House in 30 years. Guam, okay?
Yeah.
So something is happening here, but then we get to places like Pennsylvania and places like Georgia, which Georgia used to be a deep red state. Obviously you saw Trump barely win Pennsylvania in 2016, and some people would say barely won in 2020 or barely lost. But the fact is that we are seeing changing demographics around the country right now. But let me ask you this, from your perspective, Craig Huey, how is it that are we so tribal today that even Pennsylvanians, and I know Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, it's a great state. I've been in between, in Harrisburg and York. How is it that 50% of the vote, roughly, is still going to try to put in Angry Shrek?
Well, what you have is several different factors that work. You still have a large number of people who didn't take the time to go out and vote. You have a number of people who, are looking at the candidates and they just aren't excited. But you've also got a situation where you've got such an organized effort. One of the things that has happened, starting with the Obama administration and certainly right now with the Biden administration, is an organized effort to get out a minority of voters at a very good percentage because they've trained people how to get out the vote much better than the Republicans have been able to do. They've been able to do advanced data mining to be able to find out who their voters are and be able to do it. And sadly, in states where they can do ballot harvesting, or states where ballot harvesting, where the laws are so vague in some areas or loose in some areas, like in Pennsylvania, where you could actually do ballot harvesting and get away with it. It'd be hard to detect.
Yeah.
If those are problems that we still have to get through and solve. Luckily, about 20 states tightened their election integrity laws, which is great,
yeah.
But it's still a ways to go.
Yeah, incredible. Well, I think there's a lot of people that voted this year. It's the first year, really, since COVID that people have had an opportunity to vote. And Kyle Becker, who's a columnist out there, he tweeted tonight, just for the record, Florida, the state whose governor, Ron DeSantis, defied Anthony Fauci and the COVID, quote, experts, just handed the Democratic Party one of the biggest election ass-whoopings in election history.
I love it. That's right. And see, here's the thing. DeSantis set the stage of somebody who is speaking truth without compromise, not letting the radicals and the left and the media get away with their nonsense, and is able to do policies that are good. You know, I talked about ballot harvesting. I don't know if you know, but he set up a whole election integrity unit.
Yes.
And they've already discovered ballot harvesting that's been going on for years in the Orlando area and put a stop to it. He's been out there making sure these elections are fair, and we're seeing those results.
Yeah.
He also has been able to use the media and taking stands based upon liberty, based upon issues that matter to people, like education.
Right. We've got Craig Huey, folks. We're going to make it through the commercial here, and Craig's going to join us on the other side. We're going to be talking. Georgia Senate race is hot. The North Carolina Senate is actually too close to call right now. We've got a lot going on. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back here. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair. Got a lot more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Chi Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Results are coming in for key Senate and gubernatorial races. At this point, multiple outlets are projecting a number of wins since the polls began to close at 6 p.m. Eastern. Republican Governor Kay Ivey will win re-election in Alabama. The same goes for GOP Senator Tim Scott for South Carolina. And Marco Rubio will defeat Val Demings in the Florida Senate race. It's a likely win for Ohio's incumbent governor, Mike DeWine. Elsewhere in Columbus, Ohio, the city attorney plans on suing automakers Kia and Hyundai. Zach Klein said the South Korean car makers failed to install anti-theft technology in some of their vehicles. Thefts of Kias and Hyundais are soaring across the country. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It just never gets old, does it? Hey, folks, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And Joe might be joining us, maybe joining us a little bit later. Get some updates on his race out in Santa Clarita. And we're going to be getting a whole bunch of information before Joe comes on. But we've got Craig Huey, who is joining us tonight. He is an author of The Christian Voter and many other books. And you've seen him on Fox and Newsmax, C-SPAN, and so on. A really smart guy. You can find him at Craig Huey, that's CraigHuey.com. Craig, welcome back. I was looking at the break here, and we've got an incredible situation brewing in New York. Did anybody 2 weeks ago expect that Republican Lee Zeldin would be actually coming close to maybe turning New York State red for the first time in 20 years?
Dave, it is mind-blowing. It scared the radical left. It scared the liberals. It surprised people. But really, when you get down to it, you're looking at a state that has undergone such turmoil between the lockdowns, between the school closings, and then the crime. And the fact is that one of the things that this whole election has been about is truth versus fiction, fantasy. And the governor of New York has been spewing fantasy, as acting as there was no crime problem in New York City, you know, as if the economy was okay, as if she did okay economically and with the students. You know, and people know better. And so it's kind of like a wake up call. You can live in fantasy and you can try to still, you know, talk about half truths and distorted reality and live in that fear. But most people see right through it. And you might have 20 or 30% of the people who just believe the lie. But
yeah,
this election, in so many states, especially in New York, it's the contrast between the reality on the ground of what people are experiencing and what the politicians are saying. And so we'll have to watch to see what happens, because there's no way Lee Zeldin should win that race, and yet he might.
Yeah, and we're looking at other governorships as well. You've got Arizona we're looking at, which is obviously an incredible situation there. We've got both the Senate and the state that we're looking for as well. But it seems to me, and this is what I'm hearing you say, that voters are basically just downright angry at the way government is working. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You can see it right in the school boards across the United States where parents have risen up. And what have they been labeled, terrorists? What have they been told? Oh, there is no such thing as indoctrination in the classrooms. Yet people are waking up to the fact that these are not truthful statements, that they're lies, and people are mad about it. And so you're seeing it on the local level. That's one of the things I think we're going to see in the outcome of these races. You know, most of the media is talking about like what's going to be, national red wave, and as if it's not also local. It's very local, and so I'm going to be watching very carefully what's happened with the school board races, what's happened with the governor's races, because these are really critical. These are important races. And we're going to see if there's changes in these, and there probably will be. And, the polling, you don't trust the polling, can't trust the polling, but, the polling was showing that so many Republicans were headed for an upset. Mm-hmm. And it gets, again, back to the idea. You can look good in the polls, but it's up to making sure that people get out to vote. He who is most organized wins the election.
We're looking at Georgia right now. Raphael Warnock is at exactly 50% to Walker. Herschel Walker is 48.1. That looks like 70% reporting right now. That is not exactly what some of the polls were suggesting, but it is 70%. There's still 30% left to go. If Warnock or Walker get 50% plus one tonight, then it prevents a runoff. So right now, Raphael Warnock is exactly at 50%, according to Real Clear Politics. We're looking at Ryan right now, Vance, who's taken the lead over Ryan by 1 percentage point with 50% in Ohio. We are looking at Fetterman over Oz right now by a whopping 16% in Pennsylvania, but that's 22% reporting. So there's a lot more there to come out. Let me ask you this. Assuming the Republicans take both the House and the Senate, do you, Craig, believe the Democrats, specifically Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, where will they be tomorrow? Will you see them come out and say we need to do what Bill Clinton did in 1994 and shift towards a moderate point of view, or do you see them doubling down?
Dave, I see them doubling down because what you have surrounding Biden and in power right now are people who are ideologically driven. They have a goal of transforming culture and politics and economics, and they want to do it through government. This is their opportunity. They put what they did was in the last 2 years to create this massive spike in prices, and the inflation we've seen by the government overspending is just one reflection of the ideology that is dominated every action they take. So I don't believe that they'll do what President Clinton did when he lost in the midterms. He then tried to negotiate and compromise and work out deals. I don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're going to see is that you're going to have a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and their goal is to shine light on the darkness of the deep state bureaucracy that's trying to put on regulations and have cash infusions into the economy outside of legislation. They're going to have investigations to be able to expose some of the problems that are going on. But here's the other thing. Like with the Senate, they'll be able to stop the radical judges from being appointed to these high offices in the judiciary. These are some of the great things that can happen and just kind of stop the bleeding that's going on right now, give us a little time of rest, and give us 2 years where we're not having the insanity that's happened these last 2 years continue.
One of the outliers was Colorado, where O'Day was running against, Republican O'Day was running against Bennett. That has been called for Bennett. Apparently there's about a 19 point difference right now with only 43% hold, called in, but they are calling that a Democrat hold. So that was one of the outliers that, some folks that have said that they are expecting, if this massive red wave was, to take over the country, we could see even Colorado go red. I don't think too many people were holding their breath for that one. But it looks like it looks to me like the American voter, outside of the crazy 10% on both extremes on Twitter, the 80% majority, as my friend Kent Emmons calls it, are looking for gridlock, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think that's what you're going to find. And we still have to see some of the results about what's going to happen in the Senate, in Oregon, in the state of Washington, and some of these other areas where, like Connecticut, to see if the impossible would happen and the Republicans are able to, you know, win those elections. But
yeah.
Right now, the game plan, gridlock is good. It'll save us on regulations. It'll save us on taxes. It'll save us on some of the terrible things that have been going on in the last 2 years, and it will also enable us to be able to get ready for 2024.
Yeah, well, that's going to be key. And obviously, we're taking a look at what's going to be happening on the Republican side. Are you going to be looking at Trump v. DeSantis? Real quickly, what did you think of that volley he threw out yesterday or a couple of days ago, calling him de sanctimonious? I want your opinion. Do you want to stick through the break?
Yes, I can stick around for a little bit longer. Yes.
Okay. If not, okay, great. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We'll be right back here after the break. We've got some more returns coming in. Don't go away, folks. Real Side Radio.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. It is good being with you. And Craig Huey is he stayed through the break kindly. I know it's late where he is, and just wanted to get a last couple of thoughts because we were running into that commercial there. And Craig, I really do appreciate you sticking through. Sure. Just a couple of moments left here as far as just getting your thoughts and exactly what do you think this portends for 2024?
I think a lot of lessons have to be learned. What did the Democrats do where they were able to, in some areas, survive? I mean, that's really what it was. What did they do that allowed them to survive? And then in the areas where the conservative Republican, the libertarian-leaning Republican was able to win the election, what did they do in order to be able to win? We can learn lessons from what happened in Florida from the standpoint of messaging and organization. We can learn, you know, those areas where people were organized for school board campaigns. I think you're going to see a direct correlation. Those areas where people in the church were so upset about what was going on in the schools and so upset about their churches being locked down and so upset about the assault on religious liberty that the pastors and that the people in the churches go out and vote at what percentage. I'm going to look at that very closely because that's usually 24% of the total voting bloc. And so what did the Democrats do? I know in the state of Connecticut, it was such a panic that the major unions shifted all their money to the state of Connecticut, millions and millions of dollars. Did that help?
Yeah, that was incredible.
It's kind of a waste of money.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing about this election that we're going to be looking back in, and we're going to be seeing how the Democrats were basically taking their massive, massive hoards of cash and reinvesting it back into what is solidly blue districts and states.
Yes. You nailed it, Dave, because they were spending their resources on things they shouldn't have spent it on.
Mm.
The stars of the party, the O'Rourke, they lost. The younger people, they lost. You know, some of these older ones who are the Chuck Schumers of the world, you know.
Well, unfortunately, he just won his Senate seat back, but he's waiting to see what's going to happen, whether or not he's going to be majority leader or minority leader. So, listen, Craig, tell everybody where they could find, and I would love to have you back on again, in the next week or two, because I want to talk about your book specifically with, and this is not for tonight, but what just took place in Israel with Bibi Netanyahu taking back again, because you write about that in your book, The Christian Voter.
I do. That's right. And a lot of unique things about it. So it'll be a good show. So Dave, people can get a hold of me at CraigHuey.com. CraigHuey, CraigHuey.com. They can see about the books. They can see how to get my newsletter. And they can get a lot of good information you won't find elsewhere.
Greatly appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy the rest of your election night, and we'll be talking again very, very soon. A gentleman and a scholar, everybody, Craig Huey at CraigHuey.com. Thank you so much, Craig.
Thanks, Dave.
You're very welcome. So, folks, as we were talking here, as I was saying, a lot of the information, I've been getting a few texts here for some friends giving me updates, I think what they're seeing on the broadcast news or Fox News or whatever it may be. Just keep in mind that what you're seeing on Fox is actually a little bit delayed by as much as maybe in some cases 10, 15 minutes. What I'm seeing right now in Georgia is Warnock. I said Warnock was at 50% not 10 minutes ago. He's now down to 49.2%. Raphael Warnock, the senator and Democrat in Georgia. And Herschel Walker is now literally within 0.3%, 48.9% with 74% reporting. So that direction, if you want Herschel Walker to win and for the Senate to go red, it may have to go through Georgia, and it looks like Herschel Walker is at least right now, the trajectory is going the right way. Also, J.D. Vance is now at 53.3% over Paul Ryan over in Ohio. That's 46.7% for Ryan at 61%. Let's take a look at what we've got right now in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is starting to tighten a little bit from where it was at 35% returns. Fetterman is at 54.1%. And Mehmet Oz is now at 43.3%. So there's just under an 11% spread on that, but you've got roughly 65% of the returns to still come in. And so, you know, we're watching this very, very closely. It is refreshing in front of my eyes as we speak. And it is a very, very exciting evening. I got to tell you, when we're taking a look at what is happening across the country. I think, you know, what Craig Huey is talking about is exactly what we're seeing happening, no matter what state you are in. The fact that we're having a discussion about Zeldin and possibly taking the New York governorship, it's going to be a reach, folks. I know that we, you know, if especially for political junkies that watch the news all the time and all they talk about are these polls. Listen, you know, there's some reaches that are out there. Colorado was one of them, and it certainly didn't come close. They already called that for Bennett. I would really love to see Zeldin take on New York as a governor. I think he would do a great job. I spoke with him when I was doing a TV show, news show, a couple of years ago, and as congressman, and he is a good guy. And I think he really genuinely would do wonderful things for the state of New York. Couldn't be any worse than what Hochul is doing right now. But right now, those returns are coming in, and we are looking at, obviously, a huge percentage of the vote right now is coming in for Hochul. But we will see what happens when upstate starts to come in, because upstate is a different state altogether from Manhattan and the Bronx and New York. By the way, speaking of Queens, or I didn't, but I will, we just saw that AOC was just reelected handedly. So, hey, listen, I don't think anybody was expecting her to lose. It's a solidly, solidly Democrat district. So, yes, we are looking at J.D. Vance. Looks like that is going to keep Ohio red. Maryland votes to legalize recreational marijuana. For folks in Maryland that be happy about that. That is weed in Maryland is now legal. We are seeing Kemp is projected the winner in Georgia against Stacey Abrams for governor. A lot of people didn't see Stacey coming even close to that. The question is in Georgia, and I keep referring to Georgia because that is a huge Senate seat pickup for the Republicans if they are going to take the Senate. Will Kemp have coattails for Walker? Will Walker be able to join on those coattails and such a convincing win over Stacey Abrams for the governor of Georgia? And will that help down the ticket? We are seeing a lot of different winds coming in across the fruited plains here. It looks like it is a relatively, so far, a relatively good night for Republicans. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she becomes Arkansas's first female governor. Congratulations to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You remember her as the press secretary for Donald Trump. But all eyes are on Pennsylvania as the eager voters are giving right now Fetterman an edge, 51-40% over Oz. Will the red parts of Pennsylvania, the suburbs of Pittsburgh, the center state, Harrisburg, York, the suburbs of Philadelphia, will they come in and make that closer? Because right now it looks like, my God, Fetterman is just running away with it. But listen, it's going to be a long night, maybe a long couple of days, folks, for Pennsylvania, because they just can't seem to get their act together. I don't know what it is about Pennsylvania. They just cannot seem to get their act together, no matter what they do. Yeah, it's going to be a long night if you are in on the East Coast watching Pennsylvania. We've got a lot of returns coming in. Everything is closing. We're going to see the 7 o'clock hour here. We're going to start hearing about more of the western states closing here. And we're going to start to see some of the numbers coming in from Arizona and Nevada over the next couple of hours as they start to come in. And that is where we are going to see whether or not the Republicans are going to say Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, assuming they'll vote for him again. You know, there's a lot of folks that don't like Mitch. I understand why, and especially Masters in Arizona could have used Mitch's help 3 months ago, financially speaking. But, you know, a lot of folks take a look at Mitch and they say, yeah, but Senate, you know, Supreme Court justices because of him as well. We're going to be back after the break. We've got another guest coming up from PJ Media. Don't go away. Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. We'll be back after the break.